96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Warren McCartney is brought to you in part by Janae's Uniform Center, Commonwealth Bank, Wendy's, Insurance Commission of the Bahamas, Fidelity Bank, and Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We can do an open line sort of thing today. It's going to be interesting to understand or to hear what the Prime Minister has to say when he addresses the or makes a statement to the nation at 6 this evening. Everyone sees like the when you see the little card, the little graphic with the Prime Minister on it. National address, everyone get real tight, you know what I mean? Everybody get real tight, like, right? What should we, what you want to talk to me about? Like, when they call you into the principal's office or something like that, you know what I mean? What he called me, what talk to me? What he's, the manager want to say, what he say? How he sound? How he sound when he say, he want to see me? Boy, I don't know what he's going to say. I do know that there's a development with the latest emergency order we need to talk about. So we'll talk about that, and that may be what he's announcing, because it is quite interesting what the emergency order says. You know, don't worry about it. Don't let your belly get loose. It'll be okay. If we go on lockdown, it's going to suck, but there's not much more we can do about it at this point. You got to let it flow over you and through you, you know what I'm saying? And just kind of wrap your mind around it as it unfolds, yeah? 323 is the phone line. You can call me. 323-6232. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4316. And 325-4259. 325-4259. The text line is 422-4796. 422-4796, where I'm happy to talk to you about these things. And we're also going to talk about what's in the emergency order. The latest emergency order allows for international commercial flights from all countries, including the United States of America, with some stipulations. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon.
Yes, hello? Sir. Yes, I'm here. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah. I just see that thing you're talking about with the flight from the United States.
Yes.
The only problem is that some people only come for the weekend. So how that going to play out?
I don't know. But that's, I get right. I don't know how it's going to play out. Yeah.
That's where we get the bulk of our tourists comes in. I think if you really do some rapid tests right there on the airport, of them, even if they bring in their positive test, do the mass rapid test, I think that would work better and do it on. Now, the Bahamians who coming home, they could go. We could quarantine for 14 days because we live here.
Right.
And, you know, we live here, so we could go there. But tourists only coming here for a week, I mean, the bulk of the tourists.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, most tourists ain't going to come here for 2 weeks, and most tourists ain't going to want to be quarantined for 2 weeks. So I don't know how it's all going to work out. So let's talk about it before we get. Let's know what we're talking about here. We're talking about the. One moment. We are talking about the Emergency Powers COVID-19 Pandemic Number 2 Order 2020. This was released on Wednesday, and signed by the Prime Minister on Wednesday, the 22nd of July. It outlines basically all the restrictions and things going on with the pandemic. It's basically a compendium of all the emergency orders all in one. So let's go to domestic and international travel. All right. Domestic and international travel. This says clause 25. Let's start off with Bahamians and then we'll go to 26. Clause 25, entry requirements for citizens. 25.1. A citizen or legal resident of the Bahamas shall be permitted to enter the Bahamas, and immediately upon arrival, he shall A, be placed in mandatory quarantine in a government facility for a period of 14 days at his own expense, and B, be required to undergo a RT-PCR COVID-19 molecular diagnostic test at the end of the quarantine period at his own expense. Notwithstanding, paragraph 1, a citizen or legal resident may elect to undergo a RT-PCR COVID-19 molecular diagnostic test at his own expense while under quarantine, and if the result of the test indicates that the person has A, tested negative for COVID-19, that person shall be released from the requirement to quarantine at the government facility, submit to mandatory monitoring using the Hubcat monitoring platform, and B, if the person is not tested negative for COVID-19, the person shall remain in quarantine until the expiry of the 14-day period. Clause 26, visitors. A visitor arriving on an international commercial air travel shall be permitted to enter the Bahamas and must, at his own expense, A, submit to mandatory quarantine in a government facility for a period of 14 days upon arrival in the Bahamas, B, undergo a RT-PCR COVID-19 molecular diagnostic test at the end of the period specified in subparagraph A, 14 days. 2, the competent authority may, in writing, exempt diplomatic personnel, a person or class of persons, from the requirement for mandatory quarantine upon arrival in the Bahamas. Okay, so that's what it says. You got to go into 14-day quarantine if you're a visitor. And if you are a citizen as well, you got to go into a 14-day quarantine. And you can get out of the 14-day quarantine if you get a negative RT-PCR COVID-19 test. No worries. All right. So let me see here. So if you're a visitor, you're coming here. Oh, the government just released this. The Attorney General just released this. The Attorney General says the provisions governing the admission of foreign visitors to the Bahamas were changed in order to create a uniform standard of treatment for all visitors to the Bahamas during this pandemic emergency. The creation of a uniform framework means that there's no longer any need to create any list of countries from which the Bahamas would accept commercial flights, which list thereby excluded other countries. Further, it eliminates the need to continuously add or delete countries as their circumstances might change. Importantly, it allows for the protection of the Bahamian people from the possible dangers or travel-related contagion in a manner which is consistent with our treaty obligations and also with the provisions of the Chicago Convention, which regulates international air transport. That's from the Attorney General. So, let's... That shifted quickly, huh? Yeah? What'd it take? Took like a few days? Right? Took a couple of days there. But that shifted real fast. So I guess the U.S. probably told them, look, partner, I don't know what it is you think you're doing, but it ain't that type of party. So basically it has been reversed. The U.S. can now, the flights from the U.S. can now be allowed in, and U.S. citizens can now be allowed in. Who exactly is going to quarantine is anyone's guess. For 14 days. Who's going to come here and pay to quarantine for 14 days? Does it make any sense? Quarantine means, last I checked, you can't leave the room, right? Isn't that what quarantine means? Like if you go to Breezes, you can't go to the pool and all this. You got to stay in the room, right? That's what I thought. Otherwise, why would they all be crowded up around each other in quarantine? It's really bizarre stuff. So I'm very, very interested as to how this will all work. So let me see here. I'm going to read your text messages because I'm trying to make it make sense. Y'all always tell me, right? Make it make sense. Make it make sense. Pretty please. Who, first of all, I don't think most people are coming for more than 14 days. Are we going to, what's going to be a government facility? Like Atlantis or Bahama is going to be the government facility? Where am I quarantining? Breezes, we all got to go to Breezes? And for 2 weeks? It took a matter of days for them to reverse that. But I tell you what, though, the damage is already done. So if you're going to allow them in anyway, the damage is already done, right? So the reputation of the Bahamas has already been cemented as a place that does not want U.S. visitors coming on commercial flights. It's really astounding that one day we say, don't come on international commercial flights, and the next day we say, please come on international commercial flights. And I already know how these American media outlets go. They are not interested in the non-controversial part of the story, right? So, oh, Bahamas reverses ban. That'll get a little play. But the Bahamas banned U.S. citizens. That was the big headline. All right? The international community already believes that travel from the United States is not welcome. People are already saying that they don't want to come, some people. It also makes very little sense because let's say you are not a Bahamian citizen, but you are from the Bahamas, like you're a U.S. citizen now, or you're a Canadian citizen now, and you're not resident here, and you're returning because you come to see family, you come to see your mother, right, or you haven't seen your family and since the pandemic began, and now you have an opportunity. You're going to quarantine in a government facility for 2 weeks and not see your family? How long are you going to be here for? Somebody help me to understand why that shifted so quickly and why it couldn't have been held off for a couple of days longer. They could have thought about it and held off on it and not cost us all that bad PR. Very interesting stuff. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Vaughn, how you doing?
I'm good. How's it going?
I think it shifted because it had to shift.
Okay.
Okay. But I think what went wrong is that it, regardless of what was written on the paper, right?
Mm-hmm.
When the Prime Minister was speaking in the House across the floor, he was speaking to the PLPs, you see?
Right.
And and it's like, it's in the nature of our political leaders to have something harsh to say. And the wrong thing just came out of his mouth. And that's the whole crux of it.
But I'm trying to figure out if this order was signed on Wednesday, mm-hmm. right? So why didn't the Prime Minister say anything about it yesterday?
Well, I mean, the die had already been cast, and I think there was some sense of shame in terms of going back.
So they tried to do it kind of like under the radar, you think?
No. Well, see, he has to come back and change his tone. Okay? Now, it's just like Trump in the States, Trump is now changing his tone, in the area of the face mask.
Mm-hmm.
This whole issue of lockdown and stuff, I believe it's something, these guys took joy in terms of just having this opportunity to exercise some power. But hopefully, now, I don't see why they locked down the beaches.
I'm trying to figure out...
That is stupid.
Right.
That is just out and out stupid.
Yeah.
But I think this thing about having power, it plays with our heads, man.
Yep, I agree. Thanks for calling, man. I'm trying to find the beach thing now to see if that's changed. It's a requirement to carry government-issued identification. I didn't know that was a thing. Did I know that and forget it? You're not required to carry government ID? I don't do that. Actually, I do that. My driver's license. Yep. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon, Juan. How you doing, bro?
Hey, what's happening, my brother?
Well, hey, radio and on one. Juan, was that horn off the press from the AG's office? Did you receive that while you were reading from the exigency orders?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Anyway, Juan, I imagine the Prime Minister did not want to make that pronouncement because he does not want to look like a flip-flopper, and he doesn't want to look any worse than he's already looking, right? Which I can understand.
Well, that's what I was saying yesterday. You already look bad. We already think you're a dictator. Don't pull no punches for us for no rep.
I agree.
It's already shot. I mean, I don't have any confidence. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing.
What? Although I appreciate the inroad that the AG is trying to make, right? As a matter of fact, one, let me go back to July 17th. I think it was July 17th. When I realized all the nonsense that was taking place and all the loopholes or how porous the protocols were at the borders, in particular at the airport, at LPIA,
mm-hmm.
I wrote a piece to try and help to give the Prime Minister in particular the Minister of Tourism and the Director General for Tourism, some kind of advice as to putting in place a system that can help them to better manage the process rather than making a terrible decision that would crump the reputation of the Bahamas as it relates to tourism, something that it has taken 50 years to date to build up, right? Mm-hmm. That could be snatched away from us overnight. But clearly, the Prime Minister did his own thing because he came to Parliament several days after and made the pronouncements. And I believe one, as it relates to a solution, what the AG is doing, certainly does not go far enough, and it does not go deep enough. Either the prime minister, preferably...
But how much deep? How much? You don't think that's far enough? A mandatory two-week lockdown?
I'm going to tell you right now what I'm meaning, specifically when I speak to that. Either the prime minister, but preferably the minister of tourism, in order to help our prime minister save face. I believe he needs to put together some kind of an interview where he himself welcomes the welcomes our North American visitors to our shores and explaining to them exactly what the protocols are. I don't think writing on paper is good enough. One, they need to see a face, they need to hear a voice, and that voice and face needs to be someone who represents some level of import in the cabinet. Okay, one, and in tourism in particular. And so I believe that the Minister of Tourism, and this is some advice to the Minister of Tourism, one, in order to try and turn back some of that negative tide that you were speaking to with regards to the press, we took an onslaught of beating, and we can't imagine how far that negativity went into the millions and tens and hundreds of millions of homes when they broadcast it on what station it was on? Was that CNN?
It was everywhere, man. What do you mean, which station was it?
It came on one station in particular first, and then it ran around with all the other stations. That is too far-reaching, but just written words on paper to try and rear back some of the damage. They need to get on video and try and retract some of the damage one.
Yeah, go on. Yeah.
Listen and catch.
I'm with you. You need to go get on Good Morning America and go figure. But you gonna go on Good Morning America and be like, you can come, but you gotta go into government lockdown for 14 days. It doesn't make any sense. If you're just tuning in, we were talking about the government's reversal of the international commercial flight ban from everywhere except Canada, UK, and the European Union. Now, any country in the world can have commercial flights come to the Bahamas. So the U.S. included. The U.S. is not banned. The only thing is, when you come, you no longer apparently need the health visa, but when you come, if you're a visitor, if you're not a citizen or a resident, you're required to go into mandatory quarantine in a government facility for 14 days. At the end of the 14 days, you got to test negative for the PCR test. And then I guess you get to go do your thing for after the 14 days. If you're a citizen, you got to go into mandatory government quarantine in a government facility. But if you get a negative test, you can leave before the end of the 14 days. If you don't get a negative test, then you stay. Okay? And that's what's happening. It doesn't make a ton of sense to me, but, you know, you guys tell me to put my faith in the competent authority and encourage people. So clearly it's going to be fine. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, I endorse Anton. And listen, that is a rarity.
Okay? Took a lot, eh?
Because he make a lot of sense with respect to this matter, because this is complete nonsense. Right? How dare you tell a visitor coming to the Bahamas that he needs, on arrival, he's going to be quarantined, placed in a government facility for 14 days. On average, we don't get visitors coming to the Bahamas for that period of time. Just on an average.
I wonder who came up with that.
If you come from Italy, Spain, or someplace like that, maybe. But you come from the United States, visitor come off for 2-3 days, bang, you ready to go back. Come on, what's wrong with the prime minister?
Yeah, you ain't come to the beach because that closed. But you know what I'm saying? You just got, if you could go to one of the family islands, go to the beach. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that the beaches, there's no reason why the beaches are closed.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no... Listen.
I have no doubt the Americans checked them.
I agree with Anton 100%. Use the Minister of Tourism a lot. He himself needs to be with the Minister of Tourism. Not no other cabinet member. Because he was the one who made the mistake. Because when I heard that, that blew me away. I said, what? You saying that the United States of America, which is our neighbor to the north, but can come to our rescue within minutes. You are saying to them that they are barred from coming to the Bahamas? I never could have digested that.
I don't think the Americans took that one real well. So the Americans probably were like, look, player, don't, you know, shame us out here. You need to go work it out.
Yeah, but I trust that he get that sort of, because he take, I I want to tell him take Anton advice. He beat me to the deal. But what he said make a lot of sense. Okay.
Yeah. Someone else said, thanks, man. Someone says, Jesus, man, I'm agreeing with Anton 100%. 2020 must be the end of the world. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Yes, good afternoon. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. How's it going?
Boy, the only thing I can say is the blind eating the blind, eh? Because I never hear much stupidness in my life, but Mr. McCartney. The bigger picture is, I mean, nothing against Renard Wells, right? I mean, you see all the Renard Wells.
Y'all tell me it's me. Y'all tell me I is the problem. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I is the problem. I ain't smart enough to figure it out. Sorry, go ahead.
Mr. McCartney, with all due respect, right? Even though you're in the way for them, I think the government needs to hire you to do some PR for them. I mean, because this government can't get one right, though. I mean, they're batting 0.00. I mean, nothing right, though.
Ah, man.
No, Mr. McCartney, on a serious note, right? I mean, all fun jokes aside. Ronald Reyes may be a smart guy. I mean, but all in the world, let's talk for a second. The Prime Minister is a doctor, right?
Yes.
Now, we all agree, this time in health is the most important in our history, right?
Yep.
Now, the Prime Minister always saying he's a combinatory. Now, you want to think this man need to, for once in his life, take responsibility? I mean, for God's sake, man, why allow Ronald Reyes to make a fool of himself? I mean, Ronald Reyes don't even know how to draw a needle or somebody's hand. On the world, you got this man talking about health, and he all know A from B and health trend. I mean, tell this man, for God's sake, man, to save himself the embarrassment, right? The Prime Minister, right?
Yeah.
Go and be a Minister of Health. You think it makes sense?
Yeah, I would say he should have kept up.
I mean, and then another thing, right? We have the Chief Medical Officer. So, I mean, this woman, I mean, where she is right now, I mean, who in charge of health, Mr. McCartney? Who in charge?
No, Pearl McMillan is the Chief Medical Officer.
To tell you the truth, he needed to fire one of Dion folks them and put Dr. Lauren Brennan there, I mean, because with all due respect, I mean, Ronald Reyes make a total fool of himself yesterday. I mean, this man can't even talk a language, though. You know, some politicians can flam and talk a good talk. Hey, Mr. McCartney? This man even can't talk a language, man. I mean, for God's sake, man. I mean, the Prime Minister done coming across a sketch from the bipolar. For God's sake, man, do something for once in your life, okay? Yeah, time Chris Parkman going home. Everybody stop with him, Mr. McCartney.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate you, my brother. Lord Jesus. All right, good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Let's do it again. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, my brother. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
All is well. And listen, you know about business. In business, you have to find creative ways to say no. Not necessarily saying, when you say to your customer base, you're banned from coming. You offend them. But if you say to them, you got to do 14 days quarantine, they may not come. Truth is, you really don't want them to come because of the risk that is involved. But you have to find a creative way of not saying no and not banning. So it's all a play in words. So let's not get all uptight about the realities that exist.
So you think it's just to tell them don't come?
That's all it is. Yeah. Because you can't offend your customer base, but you have to change the way you say no. There are creative ways of saying no. And if those who are willing to do it, they have the resources to do it. But we can't get all up in a bunch. The reality of it is that persons, we don't want them to come and bring the COVID here. That's a fact. But at the same time, we don't want to offend them because we need them to come when we need them to come. And so in order to message it properly, we say to you, hey, you understand what's happening in the world. We just want you to come through the 14 days. If you can, fine. If you don't, we're still in the same situation. Because if you come, you still can bring a damage to us. It's just the simplicity of that. We magnify the simple things in this country, and that's why we can't seem to move forward and to progress as a people. We spend more time on foolishness than we can spend on the things that will uplift us, that will help us, that will guide us in the direction that this country could be better. That's my view. Thanks for allowing me to share.
All right. Appreciate you, man. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Mr. McCartney.
How's it going?
I'm feeling, well, fairly well. Not too bad.
Okay.
To bring you some context, you know, which I think you catch on to what I'm saying. Do you remember years ago on the several election cycles, you as a reporter would go to their events, conventions, different things, and those brothers would not answer a question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You remember how they would... because I was standing close by in several of those events, and they would look at you like you were from another planet to be asking them questions about not only their party, but about the country. And Mr. McCartney, fast forward now to today. While it may have been different, it may be different players, but in both parties, you can see that the game is the same. These gentlemen and ladies don't seem to, they're just so out of it. They don't seem to care about country and people. And it's just a matter of who can play the game the best. We have a person now who has designated himself a title man. What a wonderful title. The competent authority, and that goes along so well with the most honorable. So he is technically the most competent authority. To see that he and a Mr. Wells and a Mr. D. Eigler and all the others can morph into this creature that they are. And they ain't like Brave no better. They ain't like Mr. Davis is any better. They ain't like, you know, the opposition is much better. But to see that they're putting our country in this crisis, I could see if it was only a financial crisis, but this is something that has spanned the gamut of who we are and what we are as a people, man. And these guys seem, they just out of it. Vaughn, keep up the good work. All right. And you fall out on the job too, Vaughn. Let me tell you how now. You ready?
Sure.
Okay. Let me tell you how you fall out. See, you forget Mr. Diagla gave us the insight to know that they got it all together because he was so smart and so insightful to say that while only Bahamians travel to America and bring back COVID, there is no way that America, the hotspot right in Florida, the hotspot of COVID, couldn't have brought it here. See, y'all ain't sharp, man.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. We didn't get together. But thanks, my brother. Appreciate it. Let me do some of your text messages. Oh, you also can call. You can, what I want you to do, particularly in the second hour, text me what you think it's going to be at 6 o'clock with the Prime Minister. So my money's on some sort of lockdown. That's his go-to, you know? That's where he feels most comfortable, locking us down. So I think, for certain, I think he's going to do a weekend lockdown. Go back to that. But we may be in for like the Grand Bahama style lockdown too. We'll see. That's what y'all been screaming for, right? That's what I see out there. Oh, the Prime Minister to lock us down. I hope you're ready. I hope you're ready for 6 o'clock. I hope you're ready. All y'all keep going on. Oh, lock us down, lock us down. I hope you're ready. Keep that same lockdown energy going. If it come, right? Oh, that's good for Grand Bahama, right? They too stupid and selfish and want to travel and shop. That's good to get locked down. Keep that energy. Keep that energy going. All right? You know what that looks like. Line outside the food store if we're doing the Grand Bahama type lockdown. I can't get nothing else from no other store. All the employers, you got to go send your employees home again. Other than the food store and the pharmacy. Can move about. Can go bum no plate from nobody. I hope you're ready. As much as you've been crying for it, I hope you're ready for whatever's coming. So text me what you think is going to happen. Lockdown? Are we going to lock down? I certainly think so. Anyway. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello, Mr. McCartney. How you doing, good buddy?
I'm good, man. How's it going?
Yeah, right here. Just a little spin on the on your conversation. I just was wondering. I've not heard anybody say anything about the shanty towns around New Providence. How are they being monitored? I haven't heard anything from the Minister of Immigration. as to what's going on around our town, and we know full well we got supposed to be some 37 shanty towns right here in the little New Providence. Who's monitoring what's going on there? Right down there alone, we have a health hazard where there's no running water. There's not supposed to be no electricity, no running water, no cesspit. What's going on down there?
Yeah, I mean...
I've not heard anybody say nothing about that. It's like the immigration situation in the country has been forgotten, eh?
I don't think it's that. I think that we've been working on some other COVID things, you know? Yeah, COVID's been taking up the attention.
Just COVID. That's the only health issue. No, the illegal situation is not a health issue. I think it is. Have a good day.
All right. Take care. Okay, so let's look at what we're doing. Send me your predictions. Lockdown? Are we locking down? If we do lock down, when do you think it's going to happen? Like Monday? Or is it just going to be weekends? Grandmama-style lockdown, that's what you guys were calling for. So we'll see. We'll see what he says. Right? And then when I read all these comments on Facebook, he needs to just lock us down. Okay. I hope you're ready. I'm ready. I hope you are ready for all of that. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan, I'll be very brief today.
Okay. We'll see.
Every action is proving what I asked in January and suspected. No plan. The plan Donald Trump has for 50 states cannot work for 700 islands. A hotel that we bought in Freeport, the Lakaya, should have been an emergency corona triage. It should have been where we could have quarantined anyone coming in or out of the country. And when they were deemed safe, because you can put armed guards if you must, when they were deemed safe, you could have been released into the general public. Coming or going, we could have been the safest country in the hemisphere. The 14-day thing is just a joke. And so I want to put the challenge out in the second hour. Anyone can call, politician or local. Tell me how we're going to get U.S. in the country without tourism. Have a good day.
All right, my brother. Take care. I'm an essential worker, all right? I'll be here doing the show, right? So I hope you all are ready, right? I want that same social media, lock us down, PM. We don't listen. We too stupid. We too hard-headed. I want you to keep that energy for me if that's what happens, all right? This says, hello, Juan, please indulge me for today. I want to send a happy birthday shout out to my aunt, Philippa Knowles. Pray you have a lovely day. Happy birthday, Philippa Knowles. Juan, before you get started, can you share the number for the pediatrician that does the separate MMR immunizations for one-year-old boys instead of the cocktail shot? My son is about to turn one. I'd like to go to that pediatrician. What pediatrician? Are you talking about Darius Bain? You can find him. I don't have Darius's number on me. You can find him at, I don't have the number for the office on me right now. It's called the Family Medicine Center, right? At Sandyport. You can look it up on Facebook. So they open up the borders back to the U.S. while they're allowing international commercial flights from every country. Say, what tourist is going to come here with a mandatory 14-day quarantine? Who knows? Maybe they just want to be in the room for 14 days. Says, who's going to come in when the beaches are closed? I don't even know. This person says, 2-week lockdown starting Monday. And this person says, this person's prediction is lockdown for a month. It says, want a caller on Michelle's show referenced Brave Davis as Dr. Martin Luther King. I know corona in some of our bodies, but what's happening in our heads? Martin Luther King, okay. Says, when you come, bring your negative tests or pay for one here or quarantine for 14 days. No, that's not the process any longer. Juan, do they talk and strategize? I mean, they didn't think about excluding other countries and the implications before that announcement? Clearly not. It says, I've never had any respect for the PM. He's always been wishy-washy. Too bad Chester Cooper's with the PLP. It says, hi, Juan. If commercial flights are coming again, there's no excuse to close restaurants at Arawak Key. That was unfair and discriminatory. This says, the reason for the change is just simply poor leadership, which has been demonstrated from the beginning. Instead of closing the USA commercial transportation, it makes sense to raise the bar for entry. This way, you never reject visitors to a tourist destination. Damage already done. This says, good afternoon, Juan. Missed the beginning of the show. Are you now saying that U.S. citizens can fly home? What about Bahamian citizens who live in the U.S.? You could have always flown home. The only thing was you couldn't do it on a commercial flight as of Wednesday. But as of the Wednesday, it was shifted in the emergency orders in order to allow commercial flights from the U.S. to come in. And so if you are a citizen, you go into quarantine for 14 days, but if you get a negative PCR test, you can leave quarantine early. If you're a visitor, you go into quarantine for 14 days, mandatory to government facility, and at the end of that, you can pay for a negative test. Juan, I refuse to believe that we have government officials who believe visitors will come to the Bahamas and quarantine for 14 days. Please send someone to come to my office and slap me because I've got to be dreaming. Okay, we got to go to the news. We'll be back on the other side.
Is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. You're listening to the Guardian News Network. I'm Taylor Ferguson. Here's the news at 1 o'clock. It is Friday, July 24th, 2020. Thank you for tuning in. Attorney General Carl Bethel releasing a statement this afternoon saying the provisions governing the admission of foreign visitors to the Bahamas were changed in order to create a uniform standard of treatment for all visitors to the Bahamas during this pandemic emergency. The creation of a uniform framework means there is no longer any need to create any list of countries from which the Bahamas would accept commercial flights, which list thereby excluded other countries. Further, it eliminates the need to continuously add or delete countries as their circumstances might change. It continues, importantly, it allows for the protection of the Bahamian people from the possible dangers or travel-related contagion in a manner which is consistent with our treaty obligations and also with the provisions of the Chicago Convention, which regulates international air transport. Well, Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis' latest emergency orders on international travel for visitors now makes it possible for travelers from all countries to enter the country, including commercial air travelers from the United States, subjecting all visitors to mandatory 14-day government quarantine. Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis says he will do whatever it takes to save lives. He spoke with reporters last night, immediately following an emergency cabinet meeting with health officials. The Prime Minister was mum, though, when asked if other parts of the country will see another lockdown. Berthany McDermott was there and filed this report.
Fresh out of that emergency cabinet meeting with health officials, the Prime Minister reiterating that amid high COVID-19 numbers, his goal is to save lives, adding that he's willing to do whatever is necessary.
His comments came as the country records the highest daily confirmed cases of COVID-19, the majority of those cases coming from Grand Bahama, which saw 39 confirmed cases yesterday. The Prime Minister was asked if Grand Bahama can see stricter measures if cases continue to rise.
I think whatever is necessary to save lives, we will do. Whatever is necessary, we will do. We will be guided by the medical professionals, and we will be guided by the facts. We'll be guided by all the graphs that they would be able to plot and display and can show categorically where we would be in 1 week, where we can be in 2 weeks, where we can be in 4 weeks, and what needs to be done.
He was also asked if there would be another lockdown in other parts of the Bahamas, considering confirmed cases are now popping up in New Providence and Family Islands like Cat Island and the Abaco Keys. To that, Minnis gave this vague response.
I'm being led by the medical professionals.
We also asked Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. DeLon Brennan, who was a part of that emergency cabinet meeting. Dr. Brennan said evidence suggests that measures previously implemented worked.
The evidence suggests that the interventions we put in place previously worked, so we may want to consider those interventions or similar interventions to be able to suppress the numbers as we move forward. So it's not that we're saying don't do those things or specifically, but we have to consider similar measures if we're going to arrest or somehow suppress the numbers of cases that we're seeing right now.
Brennan further opined that research has revealed that the virus may spread to other family islands. He explained that travel is still the main source of the recent surge in confirmed cases, which he said can lead to community spread.
What happens is once you start spreading it into their family members who may not have traveled, their family members will present as cases, but they haven't traveled. So on the dashboard, it may not, or the press release may not say it's related to travel, but that person was in contact with someone who was related to travel. Once you start getting beyond that second generation of person, you know, who was directly in contact with someone who traveled, then you're starting to see persons who are in contact with someone who's a case, but that person didn't travel. So now you're getting a level of cluster.
Reporting for the Guardian News Network, I'm Berthany McDermott.
Health officials are expected to brief the nation at 6 o'clock this evening. Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis expected to give a brief statement during that brief. Testing capacity in the country has significantly increased, according to Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. DeLon Brennan. Health officials have begun wide-scale testing amid what seems to be a second surge in COVID-19 cases. Brennan confirming the Bahamas has more than 10,000 COVID-19 PCR test kits in country.
The last time we looked, we probably had more than 10,000 kits at our national reference lab and at the Princess Margaret Hospital to be able to do testing. But our capacity has grown in country, so it no longer relies purely on what we have at our national reference lab. We also have capacity in the private sector as well to be able to test. So that's only grown from there.
He said while testing is centralized to New Providence, test swabs are on every island.
Without the right persons to do so, without the right technology to do so, we could end up with really bad testing and poor quality control. So what we've decided to do in country is say, we'll centralize our testing here in New Providence, but we make sure we have supplies all around the archipelago. So if you see a patient who needs to be swabbed, you can swab that patient, preserve that sample, send it into New Providence, and usually within 24 hours, we can produce a result so we know where it's spreading on each of our islands.
Senators meeting today to debate the extension of the emergency orders until September 30th. Attorney General Carl Bethel said only a vaccine can restore the kind of normality to which we are accustomed. So until then, we must do all we can to make it safe.
I urge individuals, I urge every Bahamian citizen, every resident, everyone who lives within the boundaries of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to, if you don't think of yourself, protect yourself. If every one of us took the view that if I protect myself, I know I'm straight. Well, if everybody did that, then we would actually be protecting everyone else. In protecting yourself, you protect others.
Dr. Michael Darvill said the opposition cannot support the extension of emergency orders to September 30th because there are too many unanswered concerns and the Prime Minister is addicted to sweeping powers.
2 months is too long for these sweeping powers to be in the hands of one man who refuses to be transparent with this Parliament and the Bahamian people. Therefore, we on this side cannot support the extension of the emergency orders in its current form, and there is a need for it to be amended.
Yesterday, Dr. Minnis defended his decision to extend the orders, arguing anyone who suggests the Bahamas isn't facing an emergency is delusional. Darvill said the opposition is in the dark concerning the crisis, particularly what's happening on Grand Bahama.
And we are in the dark concerning the crisis issues, particularly what's happening on Grand Bahama, because we are learning that is more devastating than what meets the eye.
Another record day total of COVID-19 infections Thursday. Health officials confirmed 55 new cases, 39 on Grand Bahama. That island now leads the country in COVID infections with 120 cases. New Providence has 119. Health officials confirmed 4 cases on Moores Island yesterday, one of those credited to Great Guanaquil. The first case is there. Bimini recorded 4 additional cases, Cat Key 3 more. And despite the alarming jump in numbers, hospitalizations held steady at 13. Our Jared Higgs got some public reaction to the extended emergency period. Here's his report.
I think lockdown is essential.
With Grand Bahama starting a 2-week lockdown and the emergency powers extended until the end of September, some residents, like Alrich Culmer, say they welcome a lockdown in the capital.
Everybody want to protect themselves. And the way it's going, I think that would be the best thing. A lockdown is the best thing to do right now.
Since March, government has relied on emergency powers to introduce measures restricting movement in order to slow the spread of the virus. Those measures have been criticized as being more burdensome on the poor. However, with a recent spike in cases, many Bahamians we interviewed support more restrictions if need be.
I think it's the prime minister right now. He just doing the best for the country right now, you know, in case of the lockdown and all that. Because I have a feeling he might have to do another curfew again.
I think the people need to be healthy.
If we do spike, I think we should do another lockdown. Because as a serious matter, you see, like in the USA, they rampant.
I don't think we're at the point we need to shut the island down, but if the folks who want to do what they're supposed to do, then the government have to take the stance and do what needed to protect all of us.
The country hadn't recorded a case of COVID-19 in 18 days before cases began to spike in Grand Bahama and emerge in New Providence and other family islands. The increase has been widely attributed to the opening of the country's borders. Many residents say they support the border staying closed, but how will Bahamians make a living with the tourism industry at a standstill?
We should do little events and whatever and just stay 6 feet, because that's obvious though. We are party and do little activities, go outside, do little beaches activities. That's how people is making money in the Bahamas.
Reporting for the Guardian News Network, I am Jared Higgs.
In other news, 23 Haitian migrants now under arrest after Defense Force officers uncovered a smuggling operation underway off Bimini Tuesday. The force says the U.S. Coast Guard first alerted them after receiving a report of a missing vessel from some concerned family members. The HMBS P-44 went to investigate Tuesday around 10 o'clock in the morning and found the 27-foot white cabin cruiser anchored just off the northeastern point of Great Isaac's North Bimini, where it had run aground. They say they quickly realized it was a smuggling operation when they found 12 females, one pregnant, 9 males and 2 infants on board. All are believed to be of Haitian descent. They have now been turned over to immigration officials for processing. That is the news at 1 o'clock. I'm Taylor Ferguson. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stay tuned for updates on the hour. Have a great hour.
It's the beginning of the hurricane season, and Fidelity Bank is giving you one less thing to worry about. We're not able to control a storm or its path, but we can prepare for it as much as possible. With every debt consolidation loan, Fidelity is giving away fully loaded hurricane kits valued at $200 with all the hurricane essentials you'll need to weather the unexpected storms of life. It's that easy. Sign up for a debt consolidation loan, open an ASU savings or fixed deposit, and walk away with a free hurricane kit. At Fidelity, we're committed to helping you through these difficult times. Fidelity, we're good for you.
At Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, we provide vehicles known for quality and durability. From the iconic Jeep Wrangler to the award-winning Grand Cherokee, we've got your everyday driver covered. For larger tasks, our Ram 1500, Mitsubishi Fuso Canter Trucks, CMC Verica Vans, and Fuso Rosa Jitneys do way more than just deliver. We even carry a wide variety of pre-owned vehicles. To keep you going, our parts, service department, and body shop can accommodate our brands and others. Call us today at 322-1722 or email info@bahamasbus.com.
Shop early for Janae's Mix and Match Specials.
Get all your school uniforms, neckties, socks, shorts, character towels, raincoats, umbrellas, colorful backpacks, underclothes, and tights. Mix and match four school shirts, pre-monogrammed or regular, and get one free. Yes, free. Mix and match two skirts, jumpers, or pants, and get the third one 50% off. Janae's COVID-19 Customer Recovery Assistance. Relaxed restrictions, allowing mix and match. WhatsApp 817-3295 or go online at www.janaes.com.
Bargain Wholesaler is the place to shop for all your home needs. They offer a beautiful selection of Persian rugs, luxurious memory foam mattresses and pillows, stunning paintings, clocks, and decorative mirrors. Come on down and visit us. Let them help you create your dream home. Sheet sets starting at $16.99. Comforter sets starting at $49.99. Serta Memory Foam Pillows, just $39.99. That's Bargain Wholesaler, located in the Independence Plaza East Street South.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, wait, just a hard day. Wait.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he send me to meet this boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crock Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
COVID-19 et voyage. Si ou gen plan pou voyaje, rete informé sou conseil voyage ki ap soti nan minister afè étrangè. Asiyo ki ou lave men ou souvan epi mete disponib yon ti bouteille dezinfectant ak ti seviyet dezinfectant. Kenbe distansou avèk moun ki ap tousè e esternye. Evite mayen zye ou, ne ou ak bouchou. Sa ka ede poteje ou kont COVID-19 ak lot maladi respiratoire.
Message ça, Rive Jeno, grâce à ministère santé dans Bahamas, ensemble avec Radio Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. I was told I had an open mic during the news. I hope I didn't say anything inappropriate. All righty. We're talking the stunning reversal of position with regard to flights coming from the United States. My understanding is that it's against some convention we signed, which I don't know that that makes a ton of sense to me because the U.S. has been banning countries all at once, and Canada also has banned the United States, and hasn't the European Union banned the United States? So I am interested to see what is going to happen, but I'm more interested in how that actually happened on Wednesday. And Thursday, they had an entire debate on the state of emergency and not one mention of it. This is starting to frighten me now, right? So how do you not mention that yesterday, but yet you blame Bahamians for reigniting the COVID-19 spike? Let's go to the phone line real quick. Then we'll do your text messages. Let me know what you think's going to happen. Lockdown? What type of lockdown? We're going to have like lockdown light, like Grand Bahama? Or what are we going to do? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Quality day on the West Long with you, Juan.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, yeah. Juan, I want to talk. I want to put a little shift on your topic.
I don't want a shift. What do you want to talk about?
The cause, and I don't want any Jezebel spirit telling you how to tell me deal with it.
All right, let's go to the text line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Oh, they're not there? No, text line. All right, text line. This says, who is making these decisions? It's wild that so many educated men can make so many back-to-back terrible decisions. We all knew what the outcome would be. It says, why does Anton think anyone, especially the PM, care about his opinion? Why doesn't he run for government? Why don't... plan that seed too deep, Nana. You don't know what you can think I'm 2022. So, this says, this Anton rabidity continues to reach new heights. My boys say the PM didn't read his paper on protocol. I'm sure he's getting to it. I'm sure he's going to get to it shortly. This good afternoon. Is public interest only determined by the courts? If someone wants to challenge actions taken by the government... It says, indirectly, the order saying we still don't want you to come. It's better than saying you aren't restricted from coming. It says, one, government never surprised me. Menace is... also, I agree with the caller. Closing the beaches and parks was simply absolute stupidity, period. It was stupid. I agree. This says, good day, Juan. Why not test all incoming passengers? Oh, that's right. We're so broke, we can't afford it. Jamaica's doing the rapid test on their incoming passengers. Juan, on the reversal of the ban, I'm so embarrassed. We're the laughing stock of the world right now. Who's advising our cabinet and PM? I'm sure that somehow the Prime Minister will blame you for what has happened because you're too hard-headed. I ask you not to travel. So clearly... that they screwed up yet again is your fault and not theirs. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, you doing good.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Right here, man. Right here. You betting?
Nah, cause betting? No, man. I'm just fielding, you know?
No. Two-party in the thing, right?
No.
Two-party just... in the vitamin?
No. Nothing. We're not. There are no stakes involved.
What type of lockdown? We have in the back to the 9th, the 10th of 5 a.m.? Or
right.
We have the complete total lockdown? Or...
well, if you think about it, Grand Bahamas now surpassed New Providence. So it wouldn't make sense for New Providence to have anything stricter than what's going on Grand Bahama.
Right.
So if I was betting, which I'm not, but if I was, I would say like a Grand Bahama style like lockdown.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they do. That's what they got. That's what they got in their wheelhouse. Like they don't.
Because you were saying. The last time you said you bet when he go in the house, he can talk for the old days and not a drug dealer.
Right, and I lost that one. Yeah, right, exactly. I still got an outstanding bet out there. If anyone could show me where aggregate is sold for, what is it, 31 bucks a ton or whatever, then, you know, help me out. Or not 31, 31, what is it, $13 a kilogram? What was it, $1.31 a kilogram, yeah.
Yeah, one. You know what I really would like to see right now? I would like to see the Prime Minister, like how they went last night into the house till 12 o'clock. Take all the ministers, right? Take the CEO from Bahama, from Atlantis, from the cruise ships, all the CEOs from the cruise ships, because all of them have stakes in this. And let them go lock down somewhere. Let them go lock down on one key or somewhere. Lock down. But all the commissioner of police, the commandant from the defense force, all of them, everyone locked down somewhere. You still there? Hello?
I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So let everyone go lock down. Minister of Education, all of them, go have a retreat somewhere. They lock down. And when they come back out of there, have a strategic, dynamic, go-forward plan as where we can go from here. Because we can't keep... Okay, let's say right now you lock down for the next 30 days, and then you have another little outbreak when you let the cruise ship come in or whatever. Then you got to lock back down again.
He just said... He just said on Wednesday... You can't keep locking down and opening back up.
Exactly.
So here's my default position. Mm-hmm. Nothing he says do I anticipate will remain that way for any extended period of time.
Right.
So one day the flights are banned. The next day the flights are allowed. Right. So one day you're saying you can't keep locking down and open up. Who knows what he's going to say now? One day he says... he's not going to blame anybody. Then the next day he comes and levels blame. So, you know, second he's inviting the deputy, the leader of the opposition to the health briefing. The next second he's saying how lousy he is and all this other stuff like that. I don't think Brave went to it either. I don't know why Brave didn't go to it.
One, you and my significant other, my wife, said the same thing. When the country open up, we gang go lock down. We ain't coming out this house or whatever again or whatever. And the same thing when you were saying, too, about when people travel. Like, if you go into Miami for the weekend and you got to get this certificate, the health certificate or the test to say that you're negative when you come back in, in no way in the world you can get that test, go to Walmart and all these places, then come back after you then take the test and then go all these places, you probably then pick it up. You understand? It's no way you could have, that would never work.
Now, the question I have, all right, I got to move on. Thanks. The question I have is that someone was asking me, well, what happens to the border? What happens at the border today? And the answer is I have no earthly idea, right? So there are likely flights en route now. Yes, from Canada, I would imagine, or somewhere. I have no idea what's going to happen at the border. None. You know what I found interesting? Like, they did a lot of Caribbean reporting on the ban, right? And they were like, Bahamas bans travelers from U.S. So in Jamaica, they were like, Bahamas bans travelers from U.S., which isn't correct. And I was thinking in my head, I was like, but you're banned too. And you're not reporting that. Like, they could, the U.S. thing, the angle was more important to them, which in the scope of world news, I would see. But I was like, you're reporting that the U.S. is banned. You don't realize that you also are banned. You are our fellow CARICOM country, and you are banned, per se. I'm getting your text. Let's see what's going to happen. Now, don't tell people McCartney say a lockdown coming, all right? I don't know. Don't put that on me, all right? I can only tell you what I know. I just know that the policy for the incoming commercial flights, international commercial flights, has changed. The policy for the charters and the private planes and the sea vessels, there appears to be no policy in place for them. So I guess it's just, you just come, right? I don't see it mentioned at all in the emergency order. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan, how you doing today?
I'm good. How's it going?
Awesome. I'm good. Two things, please. Mm-hmm. First of all, I'd like to know if we can actually get an accurate number. Well, when I say accurate, a more realistic number of what's happening with the cases. It seems like they're reporting on cases that we've seen 4 months ago, and they're adding them on to the new cases that are happening today, right?
It's just one running total.
Say again?
It's just one running total from the start.
Yeah. So I mean, wouldn't it? So it's almost like a false reporting or against a false narrative. If we say 100, like I'm just using a number here, 121 cases here in Nassau, when in fact there's only active cases there only. I'm just throwing out a number. I'm not saying this is the right number. There's only actually 10 active cases. Because the numbers that we were looking at 4 months ago that are lumped into this 120-something would be cases that have been now that are now inactive cases.
It doesn't work. No, it doesn't work like that. They have, if you look on the dashboard, you can see active cases and recovered cases.
Okay.
And then you can see hospitalized cases.
So literally, how many cases do we have active in New Providence today?
In New Providence, I wouldn't be able to tell you that. So I wouldn't be able. You'd have to actually sift through the individual days. So I wouldn't be able to tell you how many active cases are in New Providence. Now I could tell you the total number of cases on New Providence.
Yeah, because if you're making a decision on what we're going to do here in terms of locking down or whatever, shouldn't it be based on the active cases? Because if you have a number of 10 active cases, you know, that's not calling for an emergency, I would imagine, right? As opposed to in Freeport, as we know, active cases right now, we have 100 and something, right? You understand what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, so we have 170 active cases, and I don't know how many we have on New Providence. I'd have to go through and deduct the latest numbers.
True.
But, you know, it's not, again... I never thought these states of emergencies and lockdowns were necessary. So
I didn't think so either.
The studies find that if you social distance, if you wear the mask, if you do your hygiene, if you avoid social gatherings, you flatten the curve. So this lockdown thing, it's too reactionary to me, and I don't support it. But that's just me.
Totally agree. The second thing, though, is if we do decide to, I mean, like they're saying they're going to do, they're going to, every person that comes in, every foreigner that comes in or visitor that comes in, they're going to go ahead and put them in this mandatory quarantine in a government facility. What government? Even if we have 20 persons coming in on one flight, right? 20 people on one flight, and we have five flights per day. That's 100 people we're looking at, right? Per day. That's on the low end. That's 100 people, let's just say, per day coming in.
You ain't even gotta go that far, my brother.
I mean, if we add that up by 14 days, that's because you gotta drop them in some place, and they gotta be in one quarantine for 14 days.
Right.
So what space, unless they're gonna open up Bahama again, what space does the government have to actually quarantine 100 people?
They could use breezes.
Breezes.
Yeah. Possibly.
So it would mean then that Bahamians can go back to work then. The hotel got to open up because we got these people we got to take care of.
Yep, you got to. Well, some parts of it, they'd be stuck in their room pretty much. So, yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah, thanks a lot, bro.
No problem. It doesn't make any sense. So, you ain't got to go that far to say what can happen and all the people and da 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 da. Go quarantine 10 Americans if you bad, right? And watch how that all plays out. When they hit social media and they start, you understand what I'm saying? Go cart them off to a government facility and watch what happens. But yeah, I don't support lockdowns. So that's just me. And I'll keep, sowing seeds of discord and assisting with like the Rwandan genocide. I don't support the lockdown. And if they do lockdown, I'll be here every day, right, Monday through Friday, to talk to you, and you'll all be at home. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, hello, Ron.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, I'd like to make two quick points.
Sure.
All right. Tex and Caicos just opened up the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And a virus had them flights bound from the United States. They're being taken. All our tourists from the United States to Turks and Caicos because they did well and since they open up. Very well.
Yep.
And next thing, could you ask NIB, could they put them funds on the extension before 6 o'clock? Because I don't know what going to happen at 6 o'clock. If they could give us them funds, they were supposed to do it from yesterday. I ain't hear nothing from them. Ask them if they can put that on the accounts before 6 o'clock, before the PM can make his address to lock us down.
All right. I'm going to see what I can do. Yeah. All righty. I mean, I don't know that we're going to get locked down. But people are so used to it that, you know, they've been dreading it for so long. All right, let's do text messages. It says, McCartney, you're a very good Bahamian who grew up in the right community. You're a very good Bahamian who grew up in the right community to understand the way of life for Bahamians. Now, Anton suggested something excellent for the Ministry of Tourism to get us out of our tourism crisis. Jesus will give us the right answer. Rudy Stubbs, Freeport Grandma. All right. There's a lot of text. Let me read these. Juan, all the U.S. has to do is dangle that pre-clearance. LOL. Yeah. It says, I think the order is more of a deterrent. Says, McCartney, I'm an FNM, and I'm tired of what's going on in our country and this administration. Every time the PM has an address on Sunday, our stomach starts to break down. Most people are stressed just in anticipation of what the PM will say on Sunday. We cannot take much more. Maybe he'll close the liquor store again. This says, hi, Juan, if it's okay for the PM to disregard the rule of law when he deems it necessary, what does his administration have to say about someone disregarding the emergency order in the interest of feeding their family? That remark in the House of Assembly was very dangerous. It would come back to haunt him. You see how Ellsworth Johnson looked at him when he said that? Ellsworth Johnson was on his phone. He was like, sometime the government have to be discriminatory and unconstitutional. And Ellsworth looked up like, what did you just say? Right? The government, so that we're all clear, right? So that none of you, so that I'm going to help all of you. Right? Every single Bahamian I'm going to help right now. The government of the Bahamas only exists because of the Constitution of the Bahamas. The Attorney General, his position only exists because of the Constitution of the Bahamas. The Prime Minister, his position only exists because of the Constitution of the Bahamas. The House of Assembly, members of Parliament, the Senate, the judiciary, all of it only exists because of the Constitution of the Bahamas. The Prime Minister cannot act outside of the Constitution of the Bahamas under any circumstance. Let me help you all disabuse you of the notion that the Prime Minister is free to act outside the Constitution of the Bahamas. Just so we're all clear, he is only a creation of the Constitution of the Bahamas. That is it. There is no circumstance where we are still in a democracy, state of emergency or not, that the Prime Minister could ever act outside the Constitution of the Bahamas or pass a law that will stand that violates the Constitution of the Bahamas. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. No? All right. Next time. This says, did Minnis's speechwriter reference a previous government of Germany? Sounds a lot like Hitler, using fear of the public to push discriminatory measures, history repeating itself. I wouldn't go like Hitler far. I'm uncomfortable with the Hitler references, you know what I mean? McCartney, you hear from Dave and Anton, two of your critics. All of a sudden, they love you. You got them loving even on a Saturday. It says, did we get more than 70 ventilators yet? Don't know. It says, lockdown, baby, lockdown. This says, Juan, all this talk, FNM, 7 more years. Let's just get through 2020. Please. Hey, Juan, I'm not feeling it, and I miss having a decent weekend, but I'm seeing weekend and holiday lockdowns coming. Earlier curfew and no travel, not even to other islands. Good afternoon. We're going in for a lockdown, especially with the holiday coming in at the beginning of August. It says lockdown for 2 weeks, no more holidays. It says, hey, Juan, stop talking crazy, putting stuff in the Prime Minister's head. I don't know that there's anything he can do that would surprise me at this point. But we'll see. It says, good day, Juan. I believe the PM will say that New Providence will go back to 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew beginning on Monday to Friday, and Friday, July 31st, will lock down from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. to Tuesday, August 4th. Okay. Hi, Juan. The incompetent authority seems to be losing his head. We will lock down for the holiday weekend next week. It says, hi, Juan. I missed your show yesterday when you spoke on the national exam. So since it's open line, I wanted to ask, what happens if we have a serious surge in Nassau and this island is shut down for 2 weeks? Did they resume in September, October, November? When will it end? National exams are already postponed. So, and we don't know when they will resume. This says, hey, Juan, there's no way a sensible PM would call for a weekend lockdown hours before the weekend begins. You don't remember the last time he locked you down the day before? You don't know, or just me? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good day, Mr. Juan. How
are you doing? I'm good. How's it going?
On a serious, serious, really serious note,
mm-hmm.
I have family that lives in Freeport. And anytime you're going to have a bunch of people defying the government and the rules and regulations, you're going to have a problem. They have a thing I'm down in Freeport called Fish Fry Wednesday, I think it is. And I was told that nobody basically or they were wearing masks. Okay? Now, you're saying that what the Prime Minister did was wrong. But if somebody's going to bring an abominable plague into this country, won't we put a stop to that and say, guess what, you can't come here? Yes or no?
If you know someone's bringing a plague, sure.
Okay, now, yeah. I give the government one thing wrong. If we're going to be defying the government and throwing up in the human citizen face that there's nothing you could do, and did you see the video that came with a Freeport?
Which video?
The one that we're doing the Independence Holiday.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, see, you didn't see that. And seeing this is utter foolishness. You got people driving up and down all day during the holiday, going on the beach and saying the government can't do them nothing, the policemen can't do them anything. What do you think should happen, Vaughn?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that a lockdown should happen. I think that there should just be better enforcement. But
you see, we got to take ownership of this, you know. We as behemoths got to take ownership of this. Now, for the Americans to come and tell us, whatever you said earlier on your show, because I was in and out, I'm doing some work at home. But if the United States government to come and tell us, hey, we can't lock down, when they lock down and tell us that no flights leaving out of the U.S. and no flights coming into the U.S., didn't we have to adhere to their rules and their regulations?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, one more point. If we should have done this a little bit better, I do agree with that. What should have happened is this. You could take your test, and when you come here, you take another test. I'm going to quarantine you.
Right.
Because you can take two tests when you get here. You're going to take that one that goes all about up on your nose, and you're going to take your blood test. And once you prove positive, we can let you go and go mingle with the people. And every day you come in, you're going to get tested.
Agreed.
Every day you go out and in another hotel, you're going to get tested.
At least you get your temperature check and all that.
Yeah, there's things we need to do. And what I have a problem with the government is not doing is the government is asking the wrong people to help them in this situation. Now, I can tell you, they could ask a person like yourself, a person like myself, because I'm in the sanitizing business, and what I see going on in this country, Vaughn, is not happening anywhere else in the world. We're moving too freely, and like we don't care in the world.
I mean, you don't think that other places in the world have people who are violating the stay-at-home and shelter-in-place and mask stuff?
And look where it's getting them.
Yeah.
Okay, look what's getting them. Let's look at London right now. They are, in the U.S., they're taking their senators and their governors and their mayors to court for you. Trumping on my constitutional right. That's why it's escalating in the United States of America like wildfire.
Mm-hmm.
England is escalating like wildfire. Any country that is not following to the rules and regulations. Vaughn, you like wearing a mask?
No, of course not.
I don't like wearing none either.
No.
But I can heed to it because this thing is very serious.
So do I.
Okay, guy, have a blessed day, man, and continue to do a great job.
All right, take care. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome. Hello, good afternoon. Are you there? No? Okay. Good afternoon. Yes, welcome to the revolution.
Yes, sir. Good day, Mr. McCartney.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, man. You know, Mr. Cosby, that the last caller, he hit the nail on the head. You know, who's gonna police the wearing of masks? Who's gonna police social distance at the beach and about? You see what I'm saying? And then another thing, it seems like we want to think that the PLP is some panacea or some alternative to the FNM government. You understand what I'm saying? We'll have another teachable moment government. Because everything they did was a teachable moment. Every mistake they made was a teachable moment. You see?
I hear you, but I don't know that. See, I can't. Unlike a lot of you, right? I don't have this gift of foresight about the PLP and this sense of I must be in fear. That we'll have a PLP government if this government looks bad or we point out the flaws in what's going on with this government. I'm dealing with what's in front of me, right? So I'm dealing with the Menace administration, which is an FNM administration. That's as far as I'm going with it, right? In terms of if you make Menace look bad, the PLP can win. I don't care. I do not care if the PLP wins or loses the next election. I care about what's happening now. The PLP can do nothing about what's happening now. Nothing. I'm interested in some of the things they say. But there's nothing the PLP can do right now to affect the trajectory of what is going on. I can only deal properly in this circumstance, in this pandemic, with the decisions being made by the government of the Bahamas. And this is an address to you, previous caller. But if you think I'm going to just let all this ride because if I don't, it'll damage the PM and jeopardize his chance at another term in office and the PLP will get in, then you don't know me at all. And you haven't been paying attention these past several years. We gotta take a break. We'll be back.
Everyone loves the classic flavor of chicken and waffles. Now you can have it for breakfast at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy a juicy, lightly breaded chicken patty served between two sweet, warm waffles and a side of syrup that makes a sweet and savory breakfast sandwich you can have on the go. Add Burger King's signature coffee and hash browns, and you have a great way to start your day. The chicken and waffle breakfast sandwich is here at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king. Burger King Nassau is now open at 6 a.m.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Shop early for Janae's Mix and Match Specials. Get all your school uniforms, neckties, socks, shorts, character towels, raincoats, umbrellas, colorful backpacks, underclothes, and tights. Mix and match four school shirts, pre-monogrammed or regular, and get one free. Yes, free. Mix and match two skirts, jumpers, or pants, and get the third one 50% off. Janae's COVID-19 Customer Recovery Assistance. Relaxed restrictions, allowing mix and match. WhatsApp 817-3295 or go online at www.janaes.com.
At Marco's Pizza, we live for primo moments.
That's why we keep our specials hot,
delicious, and affordable. Give your oven a break this summer and order your favorite menu item. Get the Primo 3 deal today. One large, one topping pizza,
8 pieces of garlic parmesan breadsticks,
and a 2-liter Coke product for only $18. Say hello to an authentic favorite. Marco's, every store, every day, the Italian way. Hello, Primo.
At Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, we provide vehicles known for quality and durability. From the iconic Jeep Wrangler to the award-winning Grand Cherokee, we've got your everyday driver covered. For larger tasks, our Ram 1500, Mitsubishi Fuso Canter Trucks, CMC Verica Vans, and Fuso Rosa Jitneys do way more than just deliver. We even carry a wide variety of pre-owned vehicles. To keep you going, our parts, service department, and body shop can accommodate our brands and others. Call us today at 322-1722 or email info@bahamasbus.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. We were talking about the shift in the emergency orders, the latest emergency orders, which I understand NASA Airport Development Company had no idea about. So you're asking me what's happening at the border now? I have no earthly idea. I'm going to have to find out. But the folk at LPIA say they didn't know anything about this until today. And the Prime Minister is going to have an address at 6 p.m. And Ministry of Health will have a press conference. So we will understand. Everyone's assuming the Prime Minister is going to do something wild. So we'll see. You know, I don't know. You people may know. You guys are connected like that. You know, I don't know what he's going to say. But I'm trying to figure out if any of you are going to get it right. So you can still text me in the last few minutes. Lockdown, baby. Lockdown, baby. This is powerful. Rodney Moncur's voice. This is lockdown without some sort of amped up public education campaign on preventative actions will result in a cycle of the same outcomes. Open, same actions, community spread, lockdown. If the actions in between open and lockdown don't change, then we're just committing to a pattern of insanity. We're past the stop community spread threshold with travel permitted. What are we going to do better with? I mean, lockdown doesn't make any sense to me. And if that is what happens, we'll talk further about it, of course. This says it's going to be a Grand Bahama-style lockdown with a pile of exemptions. It says, what episode of Game of Thrones are we on? When does Cersei get revenge on the High Sparrow? It says, there was a smart way of keeping the borders open and ensuring safety. Why are they making it complicated? One, exclude hotspot countries, areas. Two, maintain negative test results requirement. Test conducted no later than 7 days prior to travel. Impose a $250, $300 fee to the health visa for visitors to cover the cost of testing upon arrival. Paid before traveling. Receipt must be shown to permit boarding. If the airline transmits a person without a receipt, it must bear the cost of repatriation. Does not apply to residents. 4, upon landing, all persons are tested with the rapid test. Results of the rapid test are available in minutes, I understand. If negative, you go through. Require a tracing app for all entrants. If the results are positive, you're quarantined and tested with a regular test, which takes 24 hours to get results. If the regular test comes back negative, you have free reign to enjoy the country. If the test is positive, you remain in quarantine, or if you're a visitor, you're repatriated. Most countries will deny you entry or deport you if you have a serious communicable illness that poses a significant threat to public health and safety. We have every right to do the same. That is a sound, sound plan. You should have forwarded that to the Prime Minister, as Anton did. Maybe he would have seen it. Good afternoon, Juan. I hope we only have weekend lockdowns. That's where we are, right? Like, we're hoping for only weekend. Please, don't do it too bad. Don't do it too bad, man. Don't close the liquor store, Chief. Please. Please. So, no. We're like, please don't make it too painful. Please, I can't take anymore. We've been at this for 5 months. Been 5 months? 5 months. I don't think the lockdown's going to do anything, if there is a lockdown, but that's just me. Oh, Darius Bain is Live Well Family Center. Not family. Oh, yeah, Darius Bain is Live Well Family Center. I might remember that if Darius would bother to come by at all. So, in Sandyport, it says the song Lockdown by Coffee. I heard that the other day. He got me pan locked down. It says, we have a storm with a sneaky pattern of Joaquin around the southeast Bahamas. Yeah, it looks like something's headed for Cuba, too, and Jamaica. It says, you keep blaming the PM for the lockdown, but I feel you need to put the blame at the feet of the scary doctors. Oh, it's worse than the chicken who always crying. The sky is falling. Want a 14-day quarantine at a resort? Might not be so bad if you could go anywhere on the resort. Yeah. Say, good day. You're supposed to be talking about school reopening today or lockdown? I'm supposed to be talking about school reopening, but when we saw the Prime Minister making an address and I see the new restrictions, the restrictions have changed for incoming flights and visitors, I felt that that took precedence over the school reopening. McCartney, we're sadly going back to those horrible, dreaded weekend lockdowns. I want closing of liquor stores. You better tell the Bahamian people to go stock up before 6. I mean, there's already rumors out there that the Prime Minister is going to lock us all down. I mean, everybody's been, not everybody, a lot of people just been begging for it. Lock us down, PM, lock us down. All right, social distancing, wearing your mask, doing your hygiene, avoiding large gatherings, can work. What about the UE students who are still stuck in Barbados? Any plans on bringing them home? Don't know. Good question. Says, man, y'all are so full of negative energy. Is there anything good this government did during this pandemic? I mean, anything good at all? I think the government took certain steps. Some things were unnecessary, but I think the certain steps the government took, they were good steps. I believe that at this point now it's starting to come apart at the seams, as we can see, like too many missteps, too many things. And the government also made a number of bad decisions during this lockdown. And we talk about it. And they reverse course on a lot of things that were done poorly because we talk about it. I think that when we remain silent with it, they go, well, they must be cool with it. But when we speak up about it, they move, even if reluctantly. Good afternoon. So now this means airlines have to go back to the drawing board to revisit their schedules. Where are the analysts? Who's advising this man? Prediction, 14-day lockdown starting Friday the 31st, right before lobster season. Better leave out a few days early because minutes love to lock down holiday weekends. They say it's easy for people to say lockdown when they've not been off from work now for 5 months. I agree. I think people are very quick to say, lock us all down. But that's because they're comfortable, you know? Juan, an American visitor to Jamaica, did a video of stringent testing at the airport there, and she still had to quarantine for 14 days. I didn't see that. Says, tell the PM, lock his ma down. Oh, you don't have to bring the man's mother into it. All these people calling for lockdown, they could pay their bills, and they're sheep, not me. Unfortunately, I smell a two-week lockdown coming, Juan. It says, masks will be mandatory when walking the streets or going to any store. They're mandatory now. What channel can I get you on Flow TV? What's Flow TV? Flow TV is 624, is that what it is? Yeah. 624, I think. Juan, logic defies a lockdown with imminent opening of the borders. I don't see it. I can't tell you what's going on. It says, Juan, I'm an airline worker and our last flight is today. We've all been sent home until the PM decides what he's going to do. It says, why does the media love to push those people who want a lockdown in front of the camera? Oh, they just care. It says, I was just getting my sexy back in the gym. I hope the gyms don't close again. I'm glad you're getting your sexy back. I brought my sexy back, but, I did it through, I was working out at home and I've been running, on the street, and I'll be unhappy if that happens. We can't run on the street and all this stuff like that. Now we got to wear the mask, you know, God didn't give me all this just to cover it up. I got to tell you. So, but it is what it is. Oh, we got to go. All right. That's it for the show. We'll see what happens. Dun, dun, dun. We'll see what happens today at 6 p.m. You guys take care out there. Don't stress out too much. It's fine. Go to the liquor store, right? But it's fine. It's all going to be fine. You guys take care out there. Have a great day, Bahamas.
Revolution with Juan McCartney is brought to you in part by Janae's Uniform Center, Commonwealth Bank, Wendy's, Insurance Commission of the Bahamas, Fidelity Bank, and Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited.
This